Good morning, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of International Report for May 29th, 1993. And the first thing up on our program, I should say, is a look at the newspapers. That's right. On today's Gazette, being May 29th, 1993, let's take a look at some of the stories on the front page. It seems that the Liberals are eyeing Pierre-Marc Johnson as a leader. It seems that Mr. Jacques Chrétien is getting a bit unpopular within the party. That's the Canadian side. Downtown isn't Dodge City yet, but some bars are having a problem with weapons. There's a picture showing some weapons that were seized by the Sûreté du Québec just about a week ago. And it seems that most Canadians, in a poll taken here in Canada, most Canadians wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Only 14% said they would move. And on a story, of course, that's been making some headlines here in the province of Quebec, more so than in the rest of Canada, it seems that the PQ is blasting a comic strip who kills separatists. The June issue of the comic, which sells for $1.60, features a green, giant, bare-chested crusader by the name of Martin Manhunter, who rescues two hostages from a group of terrorists. The story describes the preliminary force as French separatists. Well, that's today's Gazette. Now, let's take a very quick look at the weather for the Montreal region. Today will be cloudy and cool through the day with a chance of afternoon showers. Today's high will be plus 12 and tonight's low plus 7 degrees. For more information about the weather in the Montreal area throughout the day, you can call the Gazette info line at 841-8600, and if you have a touch-tone phone, dial 6000. That's right, you're listening to International Report coming to you from CINQ FM in Montreal. Germany is the only country in the world which guarantees political asylum as a constitutional right. And in 1992, Germany was the only country to greet over 440,000 refugees who wanted to make the use of that right. In the first 2 months of this year, over 74,000 refugees poured over Germany's borders. The bond politicians are preparing to change the Constitution to enact a package of laws restricting the right of asylum seekers. From Bonn, Deborah Freeman has more.
The major point of contention in Germany's proposed asylum laws is the safe transit country rule. It means that a political refugee who has already been in a country considered to be safe couldn't apply for political asylum in Germany. He or she may not even be able to cross the border. All of Germany's neighbors have been listed as safe third countries, sealing Germany's borders to asylum seekers entering by foot, car, or train. Only those privileged enough to travel by air or sea would still have a chance at finding refuge in Germany. Victor Pfaff is a lawyer from Frankfurt. He describes how the disputed safe country rule can go awry.
Ein irakischer Flüchtling, der auch Deserteur ist,
an Iraqi refugee and deserter goes to Amman, flies to Madrid, and makes a connection to Germany, where he arrives without a visa. Today, he could apply for asylum and his application would have to be processed. With certainty, it would be accepted due to the record of political persecution in Iraq. In future, he wouldn't be able to cross the border because the Constitution would claim that Spain is a safe country. We see here that it is not sufficient to say this or that state is a safe country. It depends on the political situation.
Mr. Pfaff's example portrays what the German representation of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees calls the domino deportation effect. The UNHCR also criticizes Germany's failure to refer to the Geneva Convention for Refugees. Hans Tenfeld is the deputy representative of the UNHCR in Germany.
The definition of a refugee according to the Geneva Convention is yet again not included either in the constitutional article or in the law which derives from there. And that has resulted in a larger group of refugees according to international standards that have thus far not been able to get the full status of a refugee in Germany. Very, very clear examples in the present situation are refugees coming from Bosnia. there you now find a reasoning on the basis of the constitutional right to asylum saying that the state of Bosnia doesn't have full control of its territory, so there cannot be state persecution or state-tolerated persecution. So a person who may very well have been a victim of the ethnic cleansing practices is not considered as a persecuted person and thus does not obtain refugee status under German law.
The fact that former East Bloc Poland and the Czech Republic have been named safe countries raises particular problems. Refugees who travel legally to Germany through those countries might be sent back. Though Germany's actions have been getting the most attention, it is not the only European country tightening its asylum laws. Maybe that's because 60% of Europe's refugees seek asylum in the Federal Republic. Dr. Michael Maruk is from the Swiss Organization for Aid to Refugees.
Switzerland made a new asylum law in 1990. There was Austria which made a new asylum law. Germany follows this direction, and there you see maybe in other terms the same institutions appear in all European countries, even if in details procedures are still different, but the main structures gets more and more comparable.
Like putting a band-aid on a sore and forgetting what's underneath, Baruz Asadi of the Working Group for Asylum in Mainz says that Europe is treating the symptoms and not the cause of the illness.
I think the current debate has little to do with the problems which loom before us, namely mass migrations in the world. This is a huge problem which must be dealt with at the international level. We must deal with the causes. We can't find this problem simply by imposing restrictive measures, by building a fortress and constructing new iron curtains.
With rising unemployment and a degenerating economic recession, the flood of refugees has forced German leaders to rethink their policies on foreigners. But some wince at the solutions politicians have offered, as much as they condemn civilian attacks on asylum seekers' homes. Germany's proposed new asylum laws are an attempt to curb far-right extremism and discourage abuse of its liberal open-door policy. The government claims that most of the asylum seekers are here for economic, not political reasons. Their presence is a burden too heavy for Germany to continue carrying. Because the opposition Social Democrats have expressed their support for rewriting the Constitution, it looks as if many asylum seekers will be forced to knock on another door. I'm Deborah Friedman.
Time now to talk about the Radio Central Annual Lottery. That's right, well, it's currently underway now. Tickets are $1 a piece, or you can buy a book of 11 tickets for only $10. For more information, call 495-1540, 495-1540, or come down here to the station. We're located at 5212 Boulevard Saint-Laurent, right here in beautiful Montreal. And by the way, if you can't come down here to pick up the tickets, we'll make sure that we can get to them to you somehow. May I remind you that you're listening to International Report, and we're coming to you from CINQ FM in Montreal. When all religions in Albania were abolished by the late communist dictator Enver Hoxha in 1968, the majority of Albanians were Muslims. Now that freedom of worship has been restored, Islam is once again claiming to be the country's most popular faith. The Albanian president himself, Salih Berisha, is a Muslim. This has alarmed some opposition figures who would prefer Albania turn to the west than to the east for worship, as we hear from Tom Whitehouse.
Opened their doors to a people whose religious awareness had been all but wiped out. The young unemployed men who crowd Tirana's central mosque at afternoon prayers today wear jeans and t-shirts and know little of the religion their parents gave them. Most have never read the Quran and cannot understand the service. Some loiter outside, curious as to what's on offer. Most of those inside shift around nervously, occasionally snatching a glance over their shoulders just to make sure that the shoes they took off at the entrance have not been stolen. As a picture of religious piety and devotion, it's not very inspiring. Nevertheless, the 63-year-old imam of Tirana, Haji Hafiz Hassan Shtuka, insists that Islam is now returning to its former predominance.
Islam is now widespread in Albania, and it is supported and believed by the majority of the population. Even young people are thirsty for Islam. We hope that with the help of Allah, we will expand our religion all over Albania. And if the young are as interested as they are now, the future will be ours.
With funds from Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and other Islamic and Arab states, a large mosque renovation program has begun across the country. Islamic schools have opened, and perhaps most significantly, Albania has joined the Islamic Conference Organization. Abdi Baleta is a Muslim and former Albanian ambassador to the United Nations. Now an MP for the ruling Democratic Party, he welcomes these developments and speaks for many when he places Islam at the heart of Albanian identity.
Islamization saved the Albanians. Otherwise, the Albanians would have been assimilated by Serb and Greek Orthodox. So this is, in my opinion, a very important fact, and we have to respect it.
But the revival of Islam is not universally sought. Some associate it with 400 years of repression under Turkish Ottoman rule. Its popularity is also questioned. The last survey of religious belief was taken before the Second World War, since when not only has religion been abolished, but the demographic structure of the country has completely changed. 60% of living Albanians are under 25, and according to Jevat Loshi, a professor of linguistics at the University of Tirana and an MP for the opposition Socialist Party, religion of any kind has little appeal for the young.
It cannot be used as a real factor in orienting Albanian society. It's impossible. It's impossible to mobilize Albanian opinion around such things. For instance, young people, they form 60% of this nation. They like Michael Jackson, not the prayers. Be sure of it. And they shall never change Michael Jackson for some religious rituals. Go speak with our students, for instance. They only will laugh about this possibility.
Outside a dormitory on the university campus in Tirana, a group of students are playing football. Fatos, a 19-year-old Muslim studying physics, rarely goes to the mosque and says he's more interested in working abroad and in earning money than in his religion.
This entire effort in
Rome, I'm not strictly religious. Because it's just recently that we heard what religion is. And we still do not understand the major issues and questions of the religion. And sometimes they look to us like tales. But when I want my dreams come true, I just pray, oh God, make them come true.
Islam is not being forced upon anyone in Albania, and the government insists that education will remain secular. But what worries Shahin Kadare of the opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, is that in joining the Islamic Conference Organization, Albania is turning its back on Europe. He is also concerned that Albania is getting involved with some poor company in the Islamic world.
Ne nuk mund të themi që është duke u bërë pjesë e botës islamike, por orientimi që I politikës shqiptare drejt orientit sot...
Well, I'm a bit embarrassed that our foreign policy is so eastern orientated. We should orientate ourselves to Europe, and in particular, Western Europe. I see here and there, in Tirana, different foundations which seem to be strictly merchant and business-like. Such foundations are from Libya, Iran, Iraq, and I don't know what they're really doing. The Albanian government should take care to prevent Albania turning into a channel for the passage of narcotics, weapons, and terrorists.
Abdi Baleta would rather stress Albanian links with the more respectable Islamic states, such as Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, and does not feel that relations with such countries will bar Albania from Europe. Uppermost in his mind is the experience of the Muslims of Bosnia, and with the possibility of war spreading to Albania should hostilities break out in the bordering region of Kosovo. He wants Albania to have as many international friends as it can get, and though membership of the EC is the ultimate goal, it is a very distant prospect indeed.
In the meantime, we cannot forget that we have our interest also in having close relationships with many Eastern countries. And of course, Islamic countries play a very important role in that sense, because the Albanian nation is mostly a Muslim nation. I don't see any inconvenience for Albania to have such a position. On the contrary, I see it as a very important factor for the future development of Albania. And I don't see any inconvenience even for the Western European countries in having Albania as a country which can serve as a very important link between two different civilizations, two different parts of the world.
This is Tom Whitehouse in Tirana.
And with that report by Tom Whitehouse, we come to the end of another edition of International Report. I just want to mention again about, mention to you about the Radio Sancheville annual lottery. Tickets are $1 apiece, or you can buy a book of 11 tickets for only $10. If you don't want that one free ticket that you get if you buy 10, just give it to the person who sold you the tickets. So on behalf of myself and my technician, Soltano, I'm Keith Fallon saying so long, and God bless. So long, everyone.
About things we've gone through.